What's going on, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Y'all need to let everybody know that we're live right now. We're going to have a great conversation on today's broadcast. Today's broadcast is brought to you by a new YouTube documentary that you can watch free. It's called Shocking. Here's Why You Only Got One Side of the Allegations Against Bill Cosby. That's the name of it. It's a long title, but you can watch it right now for free on Nicole's View channel. Nicole's View channel on YouTube. Check that out right now. We're going to talk on today's broadcast. We're going to talk about the Byron Allen case, how this relates to the Democrats. We're going to talk about the finessing that's going on with the organization ADOS and Byron Allen. So it's going to be a very in-depth show tonight. So what we're going to do, let's take that real quick commercial break, and we will be right back right here on Tariq Radio.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. And I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Have you ever wondered why some people who are not as qualified as you, not as smart as you, or as talented as you can achieve so much phenomenal success out here in the world? If you want to learn the secrets and be ready for change in 2020, order the book How to Be Successful with or Without a College Degree by author Derek Collins. In this book, he's going to give you straight to the point, no-nonsense principles that will help you take your life to the next level. So go to successclass.org and purchase the book today. Remember, that's successclass.org. Check out the Hurricane Report. That's a news website dedicated to lovingly serving the Black American community. Go to the website at h-report.news. Subscribe to them and follow them on Instagram at h_reeepoort and at Twitter at thehreport2, and you share the articles. You can purchase merchandise, donate, do a lot of stuff. So again, go to h-report.news. Are you tired of worrying about money? You need to check out the new book called The Anatomy of Financial Success, The Key to Building Financial Confidence and Destroying Financial Insecurity. This book teaches you how to build and increase the income streams you desire. It teaches you how to budget your money in a way that you will always move forward financially. And it will teach you how to effectively evaluate a financial opportunity within minutes to see if it is right for you. So don't hesitate. Get your copy at realmoneysuccess.com. That's realmoneysuccess.com. Shop at OxyWellness.com to experience the natural benefits of what CBD can do for your health and well-being. This CBD brand called Oxygen has a THC-free friendly product line that addresses ailments like pain, inflammation, stress, and much, much more. You can also get on the distribution side by getting involved in launching your own CBD franchise today through the Oxygen brand. Follow them on Instagram at Oxy Wellness to stay updated, and also go to OxyWellness.com. That's OxyWellness.com. Listen up, family. Black empowerment needs a uniform, and On Code Clothing is it. The On Code brand is exclusive, and it's not intended for general consumption, you dig? You got to be codified to appreciate this thing of ours. So don't hesitate. Go check out the latest gear for the season and get fly right from your phone. Be sure to follow On Code Clothing on social media for the latest deals. You can also subscribe to their website and get access to instant savings. So go on code and stay on code at OnCodeClothing.com. Check out the website Free Game Alert. by business coach Dave Anderson, a.k.a. Taz Daddy. You've seen Taz Daddy on tour with me. He's been on the road with me. He's been on The Breakfast Club, Forbes, Black Enterprise, CNN, spitting game on business and entrepreneurship for our people. Go to freegamealert.com so my man Dave can break the game down to you and help you grow your business. Working with Dave and his team, it's not cheap, so you better take advantage right now. If you are ready to invest in yourself, you can apply for a spot on his team at freegamealert.com. Follow my dude Dave on Instagram at TheBusinessBully. And again, check out freegamealert.com.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book, Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines, now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
You are now tuning into the legendary Tariq Nasheed.
I gave a little blood on that bridge in Selma.
On Tariq Radio.
I said, whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe.
What's going on, guys? We're back. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Tariq Radio. And I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Nasheed. I hope all you guys have got your copy of Hidden Colors 5. You can get the DVD, ladies and gentlemen, or you can stream the movie right now. You can go to HiddenColorsFilm.com and watch the movie there. And if you have not seen it, it is a must-see. And also, at HiddenColorsFilm.com, you can see Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and also the movie 1804, The Hidden History of Haiti, if you have not seen all of those. You can stream all of those movies right now at HiddenColorsFilm.com. Ladies and gentlemen, so look, and before I get into everything else, the Indiegogo page, we got the Foundational Black American Conference still going. If you have not clicked the link to get your advance tickets, because that's how we're doing it, your contribution will be your ticket in. You can choose your level of seating and entry by going to Indiegogo. That is your way in, but we got to reach the goal in order to have the event. You guys wanted me to put the event together, and I told people I will do it if I see how serious people are about getting down with an event like this. And like I told people, we've been, or as I don't have to tell you, you've seen, we've been sabotaged. We've been getting attacked and sabotaged and targeted the moment we launched the campaign. By the way, everybody, can you please hit that like button? Hit the like button real quickly. Hit that thumbs up and then hit the subscribe button. Can you do that, family? Now, family, we're at like 35,000 right now. If you guys are serious, look, I know we've been attacked. I know the morale is kind of low because of the organization ADOS, and I keep framing it as an organization because that's what it is when you talk about it in the public context, because they've been framing it like an organization and they're running it like an organization, and it's been co-opted like an organization. So they've jumped out of the window, hit the panic button, and it's chaos over there with them. I'm going to get into that. But family, the thought of us getting together with our own agenda as we see these people are losing their minds. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to see how serious people are about black empowerment and being on code. See, when it comes to empowerment, everything is not fun and games. When it comes to us handling business and getting on the same page and coming up with our own agenda, everything ain't gonna be no big block party where it's Kakan and Kikin. there's going to be a pushback, and we have to be the strong foundational Black American family to stand up to that. The more we talk about empowerment and staying on code, the white supremacists and their Negro minions are getting more panicked. Ladies and gentlemen, we've stayed on code about tangibles, defining our identity, and not moving and not supporting the Democrats just because they're scaring us about Trump. See, we've stayed on our square, and they have not expected that from us. This is something that we haven't done in a long time. And they're panicking right now. And the more of us who's out here telling the truth, the more we're targeted. Now, you know how I've been targeted by all the minions and the trolls and the agents online. But our brother Jason Black, the Black Authority, they deleted his page today, his YouTube channel. They deleted our brother's channel. The brother did a great expose exposing a New York Times article about ADOS and all that stuff. And he really broke that down. And when we start telling truths like that, when we're on code like that, they start pulling, "I'm white and I say so," and just yank your stuff down. If all the trolls and the minions throwing dirt at you doesn't stick, they'll just snatch your page down. Our brother, Professor Black Truth, they've taken down his page a couple of times. He's back up, but just the fact that they'll just deplatform you. On my Instagram, my main Instagram, they're just the Instagram managers over there. They're just randomly flagging videos and pictures on my page because they plan on taking it down. They just don't have a legit reason. So they're using "I'm white and I say so." And by the way, go to my other Instagram page at KingFlexENT. By the way, go to my other Instagram page, KingFlexENT, and follow that Instagram page, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody said the Black Authority's page is up. I don't think it's up. I don't know if it's up. But shout out to our brother. But like I said, these people are panicking. Us getting on code is a major threat. If we stand on our square and keep doing what we're doing and make these people come up off them tangibles, make them concede, that's power. Even if they don't try to concede, they still need us to get on that Democratic platform and prop up them and everybody. See, they need us for that. And if we don't do that, the whole thing starts tumbling down. So they're panicking. When people drop out of the electoral process, you know, that's one of the first signs of revolution. So they're panicking with this thing, and we're not budging. So what they're doing and what they have done, ladies and gentlemen, what they have done, they've co-opted what was supposed to be a grassroots movement, and it still is a grassroots movement. What they did, co-opt a certain sector of it. Now, for almost a year, we've been talking about ADOS and foundational Black Americans. And I did a broadcast about this the other day, talking about the fallout. And I'm not going to get into that right now. I just want to get into some facts here, because we got to have a serious conversation with what's going on and what needs to be understood. We were promoting the hashtag ADOS. The hashtag was created by Yvette Carnell and Antonio Moore, who's a lawyer. Yvette Carnell, I think she's done some stuff in politics, but a lot of stuff they do is kind of trollish. These are people, they haven't done anything really successful. I'm not throwing shade, but it's whatever. So these people who are not, they haven't done anything really successful to point to. But we promoted the hashtag on a grassroots level. We used a lot of our brother Claude Anderson's talking points, and everybody got got on code about our lineage and how Black Americans, foundational Black Americans, are a very unique culture. The problem was, and I talked about this the other day, how the people who created ADOS, the hashtag, they were framing everything as it is as if it were a group. They kept conflating ADOS, the lineage, and ADOS, their organization, without letting people know exactly what they were doing. They were conflating everything, and that was by design. They kept telling people they're the leaders, they're the founders of ADOS, they're the leaders of ADOS, and there's chapters of ADOS and all this. So they were talking out of the context of lineage. They were talking in the context of a group. So I saw what they were doing early on, but I still wanted to stay on code. So I started going back to a variation of our brother Claude Anderson's classification. His classification was Native Black American. And I wanted to hashtag that, but I couldn't hashtag NBA because you would think I'm talking about basketball. So I just changed the Native to foundational. And it was FBA so that we could stay on the lineage. Foundational Black American is not a group. There is no founder. There is no leader. There are no chapters. It's just a descriptor to describe an ethnic group of people. And that's us, foundational Black Americans, ladies and gentlemen. And nothing has changed with that. That's been very consistent. Foundational Black Americans has been extremely consistent. I haven't put any other thing on it. I haven't tried to redefine it. It's been one thing and one thing only. Now, with the ADOS organization, they kept trying to frame everything as an organization, and the New York Times article came out the other day talking about it as a group and an organization, using words like insurgent. My name was in the article. There was a lot of crazy stuff in there. And by the way, another article came out today from the New York Times throwing more dirt on it. I told people this was going to happen. Another article came out today throwing more dirt on ADOS. So again, this is why I was backing up off that. Respectfully, I wasn't going to throw nobody under the bus, but I backed up off that a while ago without throwing anybody off the bus, and I stayed on code. So now, right after the article comes out, and around the same time, I announced the Foundational Black American Conference, and then the leaders of ADOS, they jumped out of the window and panicked and started attacking me and the conference, and they came out with all these crazy straw man arguments talking about how we cannot have two competing conferences. Now, this isn't competing with them. They were making up all of these bogus straw man arguments. If anything, I'm competing with Revolt. That's the only reason I wanted to do a conference, because they had these Revolt conferences around the country that were nothing but big nothing burgers. They would not invite us to go there to get on their forums to talk about a Black agenda. We kept requesting, we kept asking, they kept ducking and dodging. So the family, you guys asked me to put one together. You said, why don't you put one together? And I said, look, I'll do it if you guys are down. I'll put up a crowdfunding. If we get a certain number, let's get it going. So I put the crowdfunding up. The minute I did that, attacks, attacks, attacks. And you know what's interesting? The Revolt Summit, there were millions of dollars of sponsorship money, hundreds of dollars for the tickets to get in. At the forums, at the panels, nobody was really talking about a Black agenda. There was performing and twerking in there, and nothing really came out of it. And what's interesting, have you guys noticed? Nobody complained or pushed back. Notice, family, you didn't see all this pushback for the Revolt Summit, which was a nothing burger. Nobody said, hey, where's all that money coming from? What they gonna do with all that money? Nobody said that. Nobody said, why are these tickets so high? Why are we having competing conventions? Nobody complained about the Nothing Burger of the Revolt Summons. They had two, one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast. They didn't. Nobody complained. But the minute we do a foundational Black American campaign, everybody and they mama, not everybody, the online trolls and the agent provocateurs, look at some of the people who complained. You better look at the people who complained and you take a good look at them closely. That whole ADOS crowd was complaining. Look at all the people who were complaining and you take a damn good look at them. And you put two and two together. This is something that has zero to do with them. Why do you think they were so mad and taking it so personal? And there was just a revolt summit. Nobody said nothing. But all of a sudden, tickets, and the tickets are like $50 for general admission. All of a sudden, it's too high. It has nothing to do with you. That's a straw man. It has nothing to do with the price. These people are sent out there to try to sabotage it, family. Because us getting together on our own agenda without white mommy and white daddy, that's a threat. And the ADOS leadership, Tone, he made a video talking about his excuse was a Trump tweet that I retweeted saying that I agree with Trump. And then he had this fake outrage about, oh, you can't be a Trump supporter. ADOS don't be supporting Trump. I'm like, whoa, hold on. Hold on, brother. You can't pull rank on me because I'm not in your organization. I had to let them know I'm not in your organization. You cannot pull rank on me. See, they sat up here and in their minds, they finessed everybody and they forgot that they finessed. Everybody's not in on the finesse. You don't get to call shots with what I can do. You understand? And then Tony and Yvette are running around here talking about how much money Black folks don't have. And these people think they are the leaders of Black society. It doesn't work like that. Black people can do whatever they want to do. They can go wherever they want to go. They can pay for whatever ticket they want to pay for to go see whatever they want to see. So that was offensive right there to a certain degree. This, the gall, the audacity to tell Black people what they should do with their own money. What kind of nonsense is this? So they started revealing who they are and what their agenda was very quickly. They jumped out of the window very quickly. Sounds like their handlers got to them, because when I did that Trump tweet, I was criticizing the Democrats. My Trump tweet was a diss to the Democrats, and that's why they started to panic and started putting the capes on real tight for the Democrats. And they tried to frame it around Trump and opportunity zones. They did a whole bunch of straw man arguing. Don't fall for these straw man arguments. The problem was they couldn't get any type of criticism of the Democrats because they are clicked in with the Democrats now. Tone and Yvette, they have pivoted the ADOS lineage into their own organization that has been co-opted by the Democrats, and they are stumping for the Democrats right now. And I told people something was going to happen when it came to the reparations talk. I told you guys a while back. I said, what the Democrats are going to do, they're going to get a lower level candidate who has no chance in hell of winning and send that candidate around us on a grassroots level, and they're going to be talking about reparations. It's going to be a big old kumbaya fest. And then the Democrats are going to say, well, hey, at least we did talk to you about reparations, so we're still cool. And that's exactly what happened with the organization ADOS. They had Marianne Wilson down there at their conference this year talking about reparations. Now, that woman has not a chance in hell to win, but they put this on their resume as some type of accomplishment. I told you, ladies and gentlemen, this was going to happen. You could see this a mile away. I could see this a mile away. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why I was distancing myself from them while staying on code. I was distancing myself from them while staying on code. You understand? So now we see that they are caping for the Democrats. And the ADOS, it has been pivoted. Now it is basically Black Lives Matter 2.0. They latched onto this thing with Byron Allen. Byron Allen has a case, and Byron Allen corresponds with Tone. And Byron Allen has this case where they're trying to now finesse Black people to ride for him. So the leaders at the ADOS organization told Black folks to stop everything and let's campaign and support Byron Allen because of his lawsuit with Comcast. It's threatening the 1866 civil rights law. All of our lives depend on it. Here they go with the scare tactics. We ain't talking about no tangibles. They're using scare tactics. The leadership of ADOS and Byron Allen, they're running around here talking about the Trump's DOJ is about to gut the 1866 civil rights law. It's going to make it harder to file discrimination lawsuits in the workplace, and the sky is falling, and we gotta get behind Byron Allen. We gotta go against the Trump DOJ doing this. And by the way, the lawsuit, I think this thing started under Obama, and Obama's DOJ wasn't doing nothing about it. We're talking real talk here tonight. Let's break all this stuff down. See, we got to watch these folks. See, Tone and Yvette, I don't really watch them, but I stay on code with people. I never really watch them. And after I didn't say what I had to say publicly about them, I'm hearing more stuff. I knew that they dissed my sister, Dr. Frances Welsing, but they've been dissing Claude Anderson. I found out they dissed Minister Farrakhan. Somebody said they dissed our brother Nipsey Hussle. So this shows your character. See, this shows character. See, we're talking real stuff here. See, when people, and I think Yvette did a video about me the other day. I didn't watch because I already knew what it was, and people gave me the cliff notes. It was basically Mac and Books. You did a mixtape back in the 90s. You were in Brazil with all of these Brazilian women. You call hood rats bed wenches. Same thing, the same five nothing burger straw man bullshit arguments that don't nobody give a damn about. Same old, same old. Same arguments. That's why I don't even tune in. Anybody who tries to quote unquote go against me, trust me, I don't watch their videos. It's the same five tired arguments. And nobody cares. It doesn't affect me whatsoever. But they try. Because, see, my books, they don't harm Black people in large numbers. See, me going on vacation and living my best life back in the day, because I've always gone on vacation and traveled, that doesn't affect Black people in a negative way. Me writing Mackin' books and my mixtapes, that doesn't affect groups of Black people in a negative way. But you know what does? Some of you people out here who are talking about being for the people, but you're out here cutting these little side deals and trying to steer people off a cliff socially. See, that's the problem right there, because see, that's what I don't do. One thing I don't do is sell out my people. I don't sell out foundational Black Americans, and I don't give a damn what anyone say about me. That's one thing you can't. As long as you cannot say I sold out my goddamn people, I don't care what else you say. I ride for foundational Black Americans. Always have, always will. I've kept it Black first from day one. Never changed on that. So when you have people out here cutting these little side deals with the Democrats, they're rocking with the Democrats and acting like they're taking them to task. The ADOS so-called leadership, they've been co-opted. They are Black Lives Matter 2.0, and it's the same MO. They're out there. They were out there in D.C. Now they had a couple of their people out there marching with signs. This is Black Lives Matter 2.0. This, ladies and gentlemen, is why I was distancing myself from them. I don't pivot. I don't rock with folks who walk around with picket signs. I don't do that. See, we're going to have to change Tony Nivette's title. Shouldn't be ADOS no more. It should be ADBB. The ass-kissing descendants of Butter Biscuits, because you've sold everybody out for your own personal gain. And as we see now, ADOS is just another thing that's going to be an LGBT-led organization. Which it is right now. It's an LGBT-led organization, and pretty soon they're about to switch and pivot to an LGBT agenda. This is why they clicked in with Byron Allen. Byron Allen purchased the Griot. The Griot is the Root 2.0. The Griot is just like the Root. It's another quote-unquote black website that's a front for the LGBT agenda. Our brother, Professor Black Truth, broke that down, I think, a year ago. You understand? So they've pivoted and turned into a Democratic shill organization. Annie Bedentone are going around telling people, y'all need to go vote, but you gonna vote down Democrat. You ain't gotta vote for the president, but vote Democrat everybody else. This is a finesse. It was a long ass finesse, ladies and gentlemen. See, I'm not name calling right now. You know, I'm just telling you facts. I'm keeping it real classy right now. No name calling, no insults. I'm just telling you fact on fact on fact. I'm giving you what they call the data. This is the real data, and I'm not niggasplaining and babbling. This is the data. So you know this is going to swing over to an LGBT agenda because it's already LGBT led. That's not an insult. These are facts. These are facts, ladies and gentlemen. No shade whatsoever. And now look at what they got going on with Byron Allen. Byron Allen, all of a sudden, and let me tell you something about Byron Allen. Byron Allen, I respect Byron Allen's business dealings. I respect Byron Allen's business dealings. I do. I respect his business dealings. The thing is, Byron Allen got on the Breakfast Club and he was sounding like Malcolm X. Byron Allen was sounding like Malcolm X. He was talking extra black. He was on there using a lot of buzzwords. It was a very good interview. He was talking a good game, but I'm looking at little buzzwords. He was talking about Coretta Scott King and Martin Luther King and the importance of black ownership and all this stuff. Now, when Charlamagne asked him about any black shows he's producing, Byron Allen said, well, I don't want to play in the Negro leagues. I want to play for the major leagues. So that can be taken a few ways, see. Kind of a backhanded compliment. It's like, I'm bigger than just black shows. But no, if you down, you can put some black content together. Because Byron is out here talking about this big $1 billion lawsuit he has with Comcast. They're not putting his channels on. They're not running his channels because they're discriminating against him because he's black. And we all got to get together and help him because they're using the 1866 law and they're going to gut the law. Then the law states black people are supposed to have equal dealings in business contracts, and that's the law they're going to use, and they're trying to gut it. And if Comcast wins, the sky is falling. We're going to go back to picking cotton. I mean, they're really selling the scare tactic. Oh, our civil rights are going to be gone. Oh, we got to get behind this. So Byron goes around. He's going on a scare tactics tour. ADOS is out here helping him with the scare tactic tour. ADOS, we got to go out here and we got to support Byron Allen. That's Tone. we got to support Byron Allen. No dissing. I'm not dissing you, brother. I do impressions. So let me not do that before people think I'm dissing. I was doing Tone's voice a little bit, but I'm not going to do that because people are going to think I'm dissing. And I want to stick to the facts. I'm going to stick to the facts so nobody think I'm dissing. You dig? And my family in the chat room, can we get the trolls out of here? Can we get the trolls out of here? All right. We got a lot of some of the ADOS trolls in here, which are agents. Many of them are agents, and I'm going to show you proof later. I'm going to talk about this later. So Byron Allen and Tone and all these folks want everybody stop what you're doing. We got to support Byron Allen because the 1866 law is going to gut our civil rights. It's going to gut our civil rights and all things are going to go to hell. Our future and our children's future depends on Byron Allen winning this case. So we got to drop everything and support Byron Allen. And I'm saying BS, go to hell with that. We are not going to drop everything to support Byron Allen because what they're doing now, we got to support Byron Allen. And now all the other Democrats are using the same talking points. They have co-opted the other. All the Democrats are rocking with this Comcast thing. They're rocking with Byron Allen. So Cory Booker's come out. Kamala Harris, all of them come out talking about we got to support Byron Allen against Comcast because of the civil rights for black people. We all got to support this. So now they want us to get all that momentum to take to the Democrats so they can save our civil rights along with Byron Allen. This was a big old finesse. Do y'all see the game they done played on us or they're trying to play? The NAACP is all down with Byron Allen now. They're telling black people, hey, guys, this civil rights case, Trump's DOJ, they're about to gut our civil rights. We got to get down with it. Then they got some of Dr. Martin Luther King's family. So they're really doing a lot of theatrical garbage out here. They're trying to get us back with the Democrats without getting tangibles. This is all they're doing, family. And the ADOS organization, the NAACP, all of these folks, Byron Allen, they're in cahoots with us getting back with the Democrats without getting a damn thing. This is the finesse. This is the finesse. And they were out there. ADOS was out there taking pictures and DACA is out there. So the optics are very interesting. The ADOS crew, the little handful of them, they're out there with some people marching for DACA. So the optics is on some all lives matter thing. See, they'll talk about we got to look out for ourselves, but then they're out here with the DACA folks. It gives the optics of all lives matter. See, they're talking out both sides of their neck because this is a finesse. What I'm telling you is either the truth or it's a lie. Now, y'all can go listen to them niggasplain and babble for 3 hours and talk in circles to try to niggasplain, or you can just dissect or go look up what I'm saying, because I'm going to make it real plain. This is a scare tactic to get us to vote. And my brother, Judge Joe Brown, he's been clowning. Judge Joe Brown has been dropping that heat. I've been corresponding with him. He's been dropping the heat. He's been dropping the truth. He was like Byron Allen. Well, he had some very harsh words for Byron Allen. He said Byron Allen did some little sneaky stuff to him. He said that Byron Allen is really a front Negro for CBS. This whole lawsuit is really CBS. They're really behind it. And Byron is the front dude. And he was talking about how racist CBS is and how slick they do stuff behind the scenes. And, you know, we do have the Bob Loves Abishola show, which is one of the most hateful television shows against foundational black Americans on TV right now. You understand? So our brother, Judge Joe Brown, is snapping. He said that Byron Allen has did some underhanded stuff to him. Judge Joe Brown, his judge show was the top rated show. It was one of the top rated shows. He walked away. I mean, he was making $100,000 a year. What they wanted him to do is start promoting a lot of LGBT stuff that he just on principle, he just didn't want to do that. They wanted him to promote some LGBT stuff that he didn't want to promote. So he kind of walked away from that. But he was breaking the stuff down. And remember, they're running around telling us we got to go against the Trump DOJ. Go against the Trump DOJ. And Byron Allen, his other partner is Sinclair Broadcasting. And Sinclair Broadcasting, they are major Trump supporters and Trump donors. They donated a grip to Trump. So this is a whole finesse. It's just like how it's like the immigrant finesse. What they want us to do, immigrants want us to go out here and fight for them, and they get over here over the border after we done fought and got our heads broken down and vote Democrat for them. And when they get over here, they start voting Republican. They come over here and put on a damn MAGA hat. The minute they come over here and after we done got our ass whooped. That's the same thing Byron Allen is doing. Basically, want us to go out here and stomp for him. What has Byron Allen done on a grassroots level? Why in the hell are we supposed to drop everything for Byron Allen? What black shows does Byron Allen currently have? Byron Allen doesn't have any black shows. As a matter of fact, one of the judges in the earlier part of the case, because his case was thrown out a few times, and he didn't win his case. He won the right to proceed to the next level of the case. He hasn't won anything. But it was a black judge presiding over one of the earlier trials. And the black judge said something interesting. I saw in an interview, the judge was like, well, you know, he's talking about racial discrimination and all that, but his shows are not really that ethnically diverse, meaning he has a bunch of white damn shows. And running around talking about, well, I'm being discriminated against. And man, you got a bunch of white shows. So the judge was kind of confused. It's like, you talking about discrimination and your shows are whiter than anything on TV. Byron Allen has a few channels. It's the whitest thing you ever want to see. Byron Allen doesn't have any black content out right now. Only thing they can point to is The Griot. And The Griot is basically a Facebook page. Let's be clear. I'm either telling the truth or I'm lying. And when you ask people about Byron Allen's resume on black films, I mean, he has a film production company. I mean, what has he done? What black project has he done of significance or just anything? You got fools out here talking about, well, he almost bought the Birth of a Nation movie from Nate Parker. He put in a bid for $20 million, and they're going to put that on their resume. This is what Byron Allen did for black folks. He almost paid $20 million for The Birth of a Nation. So we're supposed to give him an E for effort. No, that ain't the only black movie out there you could have got behind. Miss me. You're not going to play that game. There's a lot of black stuff out here that you could have got behind. Birth of a Nation, that wasn't the only one. And all of a sudden you put a bid on it, you couldn't get it, so damn, the hell with other black movies? There's a whole bunch of stuff you could have done. You understand? But his shows don't really have that much diversity. He has a bunch of white stuff. Remember, he doesn't want to play in the Negro Leagues. But when you want people to support you, you want to come down to the Negro Leagues. It doesn't work like that, brother. And co-opting a fake grassroots, the ass-kissing descendants of Butter Biscuits, that's not going to work for you, buddy. That's not going to work. We're not falling for it. Because understand, Byron Allen, he's put on some questionable shows. He produced one show, some judge show with Gloria Allred. I'm like, are you doing shows for Gloria Allred? We know her background. Damn. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. But again, that 1866 law, let's go back to that, ladies and gentlemen. The whole sky is falling argument. We got to support Byron Allen because our civil rights are at jeopardy because of the 1866 law. And our brother Judge Joe Brown broke this down. He basically said that law, that's basically an obsolete law. And when you look at it, you got to see what's popping with them. That law, the 1866 Civil Rights Law, was written for black people. And there were other laws that were written for black people around that time. But all the key components of the 1866 law, it was absorbed into other laws. For example, some of the components were absorbed into the 14th Amendment that was put out there a year later after the 1866 clause, after the 1866 law. So other laws out there protect us from discrimination based on race. That's my point, to put it in layman's terms. For example, the 14th Amendment, equal protection under the law based on race. So there are other laws that protect us. So if they were to so-called gut the 1866 law, there are other laws that will still protect us because the key components were already absorbed into the other laws. That's the long and short of it. So the sky is not going to fall if Byron Allen loses that case. You feel me? The 1866 law also made corporations persons. Exactly. Corporate personhood, that's the 14th Amendment too. See, the 14th Amendment also, they've adjusted it to mean corporations can be persons and get the same type of federal protections as a person. So they put a lot of stuff on those laws that they've stacked up, and basically they prioritize almost every other thing. So again, don't trip on that. Don't let them make you think the sky is falling, because truth be told, even though all these laws are on the books, it's all about whether or not they will enforce the law. Because we are still under a system of white supremacy, so they can enforce the law if they choose. Hell, we see black people who have Second Amendment rights, who are legal gun owners, who get their brains blown out by race soldiers, and these race soldiers walk. Like our brother Philando Castile, that was a legal gun owner. And he got killed for being a legal gun owner. His killer is walking around here right now. Our sister down there in Dallas, she was a legal gun owner and she got killed. And her killer is walking around now. I don't even know when the trial starts. It probably won't. You understand? Our boy Tamir Rice, legally on paper, he had equal protection under the law. They shot that child in cold blood. Nothing happened to the race soldier. They can pick and choose whether to enforce these laws or not. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why I focus on economics. This is why I focus on handling business so we can get an economic base. Because, see, that will alleviate a lot of stuff. See, we can't do politics without money. Our brother Claude Anderson taught us this. See, this is what I want to talk about at the Foundational Black American Conference. And that's the threat, ladies and gentlemen. Why do you think they're so hell-bent on us not having that? Because we're going to talk business. We're going to talk with business owners. We're going to talk wealth building. We're going to talk economics, economy building. We're not going to sit around talking about the data on how broke everybody is and how we can't do nothing because we so broke and we can't do nothing but wait on a socialism program from white mommy, white daddy, some bullshit, whatever they be talking about. We got to sit around and talk about the data on how broke we are while everybody comes around our neighborhoods and get rich off of us. But we're running around here talking about how we can't do nothing. We got to learn how to aggregate our resources, which we can. We got to get the right people around so we can talk some damn sense. I really want to bring some heavyweights at the Foundational Black American Conference, but we got to see how serious everybody is, family. See, the seriousness depends on you. We got like 20-something days left for people to contribute and get their advance tickets. We can do it or we can. I'm not pressured to do it. I put the Indiegogo up because people seemed like they were serious. We're getting a little momentum. We got to get it where we need to really get it if we're serious. Because, see, when things start getting thick, when the attacks start coming, see, people start, is there's some reservations. People get a little nervous. People get a little scared. You understand? So we got to get down with it if you're down. This ain't the time to be scared. Understand, when you are having a psychological revolution, because the revolution starts in the mind, it's not going to be a pretty sight. Everything is not going to be caca and kiki, and everything is not going to be fun and games. And there's going to be a lot of distractions. We should not be swayed by distractions. See, this is about being focused. Because I'm not going to talk politics without talking money. Politics is nothing without money. This is why laws don't get enforced for us, because we don't have money. Asian people, they are the least involved in politics. Asian Americans don't give a damn about voting. And when Peter Liang, the Asian American cop, killed Akai Gurley out there in New York, that Sambo prosecutor, Ken Thompson, who was supposed to put Peter Liang in jail, because Peter Liang actually got convicted, the jury convicted him. The Asian community, they didn't vote. They took a bag over there to Ken Thompson's coon ass. They took a bag to him. And then he did what they wanted him to do and let the damn cop off. See, that's your politics there. Politics is based on money. One of the Rothschilds, I think it was one of the Rothschild barons of the Rothschild family, he made a very interesting quote. You did? He made a very interesting quote. He said, "If I control the money, I care not who make the laws." He said something to that extent. You did? Now, I'm looking at, somebody sent me a tweet. My sister Jade, she sent me a tweet. She's up there in Washington, D.C. She showed me some of the flyers they got out there. And my sister just sent me a text. She's out there in D.C. now. They're out here passing out flyers for talking about Comcast and Infinity and all this old stuff. Some of these activist groups out. I mean, the corporate people got their shields out there now. Some people are sending me flyers showing that they got fake grassroots people all around Washington, D.C. right now. They got a bunch of fake grassroots people. Shout out to our sister Jade. Jade is a rider. Jade is going to be at the festival, at the conference. And also, Jade is going to be in my movie Buck Breaking too. Jade is a rider. I love that sister. I love that sister. She's a rider. But like I said, it's all about getting your paper up. So we got to start trimming the fat. And another thing, when we have to get people away from us, when people have turned, when people have shown their true colors, because right now it's crunch time. So we're going to start seeing the real from the fake now. And that's always going to happen. When it's time to handle business, you know, you're going to start seeing a separation of the real and the fake. Watch out for these people who is on this fake neutrality thing, because when you have people who are just jumping out of the window like the ADOS leaders, and then you have people running around talking about, hey, we got to just be brothers and we can't be doing all this fighting. We all got to stick together. I call that fake neutrality. Watch out for people with fake neutrality. I question them. Usually there's an agent thing going on with them. There's a provocateur type of thing going on with these people who have fake neutrality. When you see that one side of the fence is doing foul shit, when you see repeatedly the foul things that they're doing, and you're trying to speak about it in neutral terms. I watch people like that. Watch out for fake neutrality. Watch out for these people. They see what the hell Tony and Yvette are out here doing. They see this finesse. They see how these people are just undermining black society as a whole for their own gain. You see it. I'm looking at anybody who's even halfway supporting them at this moment. Real funny. and I've had some of their supporters call my live broadcast the other night. Have y'all seen these people, some of these idiotic people? There's one guy called up this at like 3 a.m. somewhere where he was, clearly on a narcotic. Some of y'all saw the broadcast. This guy was clearly on a narcotic. This is what they got rocking with them. See, we got to stay focused and stay grounded. My foundational Black American family. We got to stay grounded on the lineage. Everything else will come together. We stay grounded on that lineage. Everything will come together. And another thing you got to watch out for. When you see people who are a little bit too rah-rah, just a little too rah-rah with it. People trying to ride real, real hard. You got to watch some of them too. Because there was somebody connected with the ADOS leadership who a lot of us thought was a rider. And something very interesting was exposed about this gentleman. There's a dude named Jamian Fowler. And he reminds me of the Black Panthers, how I think the guy, the Asian guy, Richard Aoki, I think that's his name, in the Black Panthers, he was the most rah-rah person there. Richard Aoki, he was the one, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name. The Black Panthers got all their guns from him. He was like, hey, we need to ride on these people. We need to ride. We need our guns, 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 guns. I get your guns. I know how to get some guns. He was the most rah-rah dude, wasn't even a real black dude. He was an Asian guy, and they got all their guns from him. Turned out his ass was an agent. This dude was an agent. But this Jamian Fowler guy, Jamian Fowler, what he does, he's made a lot of videos where he runs up on politicians. He ran up on Bernie Sanders, ran up on Elizabeth Warren, ran up on some other people. He'll run up on them and start asking them questions about reparations. He'll just run up on them. Hey, what about those reparations? Hey, what about those reparations? And we were applauding the guy because he would get them to, you know, kind of, he would ambush them and they would kind of freeze up and they would kind of start stumbling and stammering about reparations and all this stuff. So, you know, some of that stuff could be used. A lot of these videos were actually used against some of these politicians. You dig? So Jamian was doing that. He was doing that to a few politicians. And we're like, we're cheering them on. I'm like, there you go. Get them to commit. But I'm like, this brother's riding. But I got a question. Something stood out to me. Something I was curious about. Something I'm like, why or how did this guy get that close to these politicians multiple times? How did this black dude who's doing ambush interviews get this close to those politicians multiple times? Let's let that sink in for a minute, okay? This dude has a bunch of videos where he has access to get right up on these politicians right in their faces, doing the same ambush thing. And it was usually only him. Not too many other people did it. It was always him, the same guy, running up on different politicians. Because if you do it once, that means they'll put you, the Secret Service or any kind of other federal law enforcement agency, they'll put you on a list and they have a perimeter. These people got all types of ways to check people out and look whose faces are where, and they'll make sure you wouldn't even get in the perimeter. So this dude did this multiple times. They have tight security, but this one dude, this random black dude, keeps running up on these people. That was very interesting. So now, fast forward to now. Yesterday, Jamian, he was trolling my page. He was trying to get me to react to him. He kept throwing up all these straw man arguments. Man, I'm kind of torn between ADOS and Foundational Black American. And I tell people, ain't nothing to be torn about. Being a Foundational Black American is not a choice. There is no organization. There is no leadership. But this Jamian Fowler guy kept trying to get me to react to him. He's just trolling all damn day. And somebody sent me a tweet and I responded to some person and then he jumped in the tweet I'm like, dude, you're really trying to get my attention, Jamie, and I'm trying to be cool. I don't want to smash on the guy. But he was like, man, I don't know who to choose from, but Tariq, you be narcissistic, man, talking all that type of stuff. Now, I'm already looking at that funny. I'm not going to even respond to him because it's a straw man argument. It's basically a way to bait you into a conversation with him. Because if you know what went down, Yvette and Tone started to attack me first and I responded to him. But when people, again, like I said, with this fake neutrality, they are fake not knowing what's going on. You got to watch these people. And I said, bruh, what did I say to him? I just kind of dismissed him. I don't even know what I tweeted. But then he did this. He did something interesting. He said, you running like you ran from this lady here. He posted a video from 3 or 4 years ago where I was in Charlotte and this other agent named Sister Sola. Do y'all remember her? She was at a lecture I did in South Carolina and she tried to ambush and cause a scene at my lecture. So during the intermission, they took me to another room and they had to get her out of there. And so she was there with a whole bunch of other agent provocateurs. If you guys remember some years ago, that was a real infamous thing that happened. And that changed the way I did a lot of my business. I was in Charleston, South Carolina, and I made the grave mistake of going there without my security. Ola was there because Ola is in North Carolina. So Ola came down. But I didn't have my usual security with me. So I went there and the promoters, I kind of felt a certain way about them because they were some square dudes. And I, dealing with those guys is another thing that made me stop dealing with what I call square promoters. I've always told you I like dealing with dudes, some street dudes, because I can kind of check their resume in the streets. And usually they deal and do business a little different. So this lecture was loaded with agents. It was agents all in this lecture. And they tried to ambush. And I started looking online and they were trying to plot and orchestrate an ambush. So I had to change clothes and get ready to scrap with some of these cats. But these cats started bussy popping and wanting to take selfies and all this old sucker shit. So I really felt the way about South Carolina. I said, y'all got some real fuck niggas out here trying to hide behind a woman. And these dudes are low key filming and all this stuff. Yeah, this chick was running around here. This Sister Soul Love chick is a big time agent. And some of these other Negroes that were there with her were other agents too. So the Jamian guy, he sent that video like, you ran for her. I said, dude, I'm not about to fight no woman. So, nigga, you some kind of woman beater? What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm gonna walk away from a woman. I ain't about to fight a woman. He's like, yeah, I know, because I was there. And then I start calculating something. He's like, yeah, I was there and they hired me for security. And then I started looking back at my old files. Because I got all types of video from that night. I have different angles because people were sending me different angles and because there was a ruckus with them trying to get them agents out. And I started to review some of the old films and I saw Jamian's ass there with them goddamn agents. This nigga's up here clicked in with the same agents that were there at my lecture. And I'm posting all of this on Twitter. If you look at my Twitter, I'm posting receipts. I done screenshotted this nigga up here with a suit on looking like a fucking FBI guy. I done screenshotted some of the text messages that I found from some of those agent niggas planning. They were literally orchestrating this shit. And then they started throwing each other on the bus over. They start throwing each other under the bus online. Because it failed, because I caught on to what they were doing, because I knew something was wrong, because I was doing my lecture and in the front row, it was a couple of chicks and some dudes just standing there, kind of not standing in there, but just kind of sitting there meme mugging. And I'm doing a lecture and I'm like, what the fuck? Their energy was real weird. And I knew something was up with these folks. because this is, I'm the only one there at the lecture. So people, if you're coming to see me, if you paid money to see me, you're going to be glad to see me. But they're sitting in the front row, mean mugging, looking real funny and shifty. Their eyes looked a little too beady. So I knew something was up. So I had my hustle senses ready for some shit to go down. Somebody in the chat room had it right. They planned that whole thing. They planned it from top to bottom. The main nigga was one big nigga named Shaquem, and I done told y'all about this dude. A big nigga named Shaquem, big 6'7" nigga. That was the nigga I wanted to go after his big ass. I wanted to get at him first, heavy. And he start bussy popping and wanted to take selfies. But I start looking at their text messages and their social media, and the venue, they were hiring all these agents. They hired Jamian, who's a damn agent. One of the big niggas, they hired him as a promoter, a street promoter. So this was planned from top to bottom. They planned this thing from top to bottom. And right there, I said, I got to take my security very seriously. Some of y'all remember, I talked about this a long time ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, I talked about this. This was a big thing. This shit was crazy. It was insane. But the point is, Jamian's ass was right there. I got video of this nigga there, all in the mix. And now what does Jamian do? Jamian goes around and does the same thing to politicians. He goes around doing these little ambush interviews and stuff. So this dude has a whole history of doing this ambush type of stuff, and he has access to these politicians. Dude, that ain't nothing but a damn agent. And when I start pointing out all these receipts, I'm posting all types of pictures of this nigga, all types of pictures of the agents this nigga was with. He gonna block me because he couldn't even refute anything I'm saying. He couldn't even deny it. I was hitting here. He outed himself. He made a mistake and outed himself, because no one would have thought that I would still have footage from that venue that night. See, a lot of folks, you don't know when you're being filmed. This dude had no idea that there was still footage. I got so much footage from that night because I study that shit. I go over that with my security. I show them when something goes left. We look at stuff and make sure we see what the weak spots were. Okay, somebody should have been here. Somebody should have been there. We should have been watching that guy. So we go through these shits like football tapes. We go through them like football, and I keep them. When I see something like that happen, I study it. I've been looking at them. I got those videos, and I study every single person who was around. I study all the people in that video, people in the audience who wasn't smiling. So now I know what to look for in the future. But go to my Twitter. You'll see the receipts. I posted a whole gang of receipts. And this dude, Jamian, from ADOS, the organization, he couldn't even refute him. He didn't even deny it. You can't. I got video of you, nigga. And the dudes you with, I got text messages and Facebook postings of these guys. You understand? So this is the kind of stuff that ADOS, the organization, has going on. You have confirmed agents. When you want to see receipts, we got confirmed agents. Oh, I'm good now. Somebody said you got to keep your head on a swivel. Oh, I'm very good now. I'm very good now when I travel. Oh, I'm very good now. Because a lot of times when I have a real big event, I got two forms of security. I get the FOI and I get street dudes. So I'm good either way. You understand? Those FOIs they're more thorough than the street dudes. Nigga, them FOIs are no damn joke. Yeah, that's all I have. Every time I travel, I have my FOI brothers. They are not a joke at all. I've done events with them, dude. Even before I go in the building, they in there looking under chairs, closets, on the roof. Those are some of the most thorough brothers in the country as far as that security. They don't play around at all. Somebody said, don't tell it. No, I'm just talking about, I'm just giving them a gold star rating. I'm not telling all the details. I'm just giving you a play-by-play on how thorough they are. You dig? But then every now and then I might have a couple of street cats to, you know, just for backup. Sometimes I had to stop taking my street cats though. I can't have too many. Cause they want something to pop off. So I gotta chill on that sometimes. You dig? But again, we gotta know how real it is out here. We gotta understand. There are agent provocateurs all over the place. You saw all the agents they had during the COINTELPRO 60s. In the 1960s, they were everywhere. You think they went somewhere? They're still around now. They're all over the place. They're all over the internet. They have infiltrated some of these movements. And we have to stay focused. We do not let them discourage us. We got to stay on our grind, stay on our square. We're not going to pivot into all of these different agendas where we're going to be scared to vote because our civil rights are going to be taken away because of some old ass obscure law that hasn't been enforced forever. We got to join hands with all of these other subgroups. And no. We're going to stay focused on our tangibles. We ain't going to do no damn down vote Democrat, none of that garbage. We're going to stay focused on what benefits foundational Black Americans. And we're going to really focus on our paper. We're going to focus on our money, focus on our resources, focus on aggregating our wealth. And that's going to be a major theme at the Foundational Black American Conference. If you guys want that to be a theme, if you guys want that to be a thing, if you want it to happen, you got to make it happen. Let's be very clear. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want the Foundational Black American Conference to happen, that's your decision. Now, I can sit here and just make my movie buck breaking and just do what I do, because it was the family who wanted me to do this conference. So y'all let me know if you're serious. If you're serious, you can go to the link and let's make it happen if you really want to get down with it. Either or. If not, that's fine. I'll work on this buck-breaking movie and do what I do. But if y'all really want to ride and really smash and really get on code and really get our ideas and our agenda together on our own terms without us being swayed or pivoted, then let's make it happen. If you're scared, say you're scared. And you can go somewhere and chill. Y'all can go to the strip club or bussy popping weekend or whatever you do. If you're scared, say you're scared. Y'all can go back to the Revolt Summit, have a twerk contest. If you're scared, say you're scared. Pop your ass and pop it good. Your neck, your back, whatever you want to do. Just knock yourself out. If you're scared, just say that. But if you're a rider, if you got the balls and the gall and the heart to stand up to systematic white supremacy, and as our brother Cobber said, what would Harriet do? Would Harriet back down? Would Harriet start bussy popping? Would Harriet start chickening out? Would Harriet move forward in the face of adversity? See, I'm built for it. Let me tell you, I'm built for moving forward. I'm battle ready. Family, I done gone through the burning sands with these white supremacists. Fam, I'm down for whatever. Let me tell y'all something. See, some of y'all ain't, a little adversity kind of scares you. Family, let me tell you something. When the police run up in your damn house with your babies, that hardens you up for anything else. When people are calling your house, threatening you and threatening to kidnap your children and putting your address in your house and your children's school map on the internet, that hardens you up. When you try to go to another country and they say you're banned because of your ideologies and you're not conducive to the good of our country, see, that hardens you up. I'm ready. I done been through it. Having a conference with some white supremacists mad and their Negro minions throwing dirt, I can handle that. I got that. You understand? I'm ready. Having your friend killed in broad daylight and cold blood, My brother Nipsey, you dig? I'm ready. Are you ready? You understand? White supremacy wasn't built overnight. It's not going to end overnight, but you got to be persistent with going after justice and standing up to systematic white supremacy and their Negro minions. So you make a choice. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to Tariq Radio. All my foundational Black American brothers and sisters, keep your head up, keep strong. We're here. We're here for a reason, and we're going to stay focused. You can click the link below to go to the Indiegogo page to get down with the conference. And also, ladies and gentlemen, follow me on my new Instagram page at KingFlexENT. That's my new Instagram page, just in case they kill the main one, because again, they're silencing our voices for a reason. Family, if we were saying something wrong, they wouldn't take down our brother Professor Black Truth's page, which is back up. They wouldn't keep taking down the Black Authorities page. They wouldn't keep blocking me on Facebook and blocking my Instagram page if we were saying something that wasn't true. If we were saying something that wasn't true, they wouldn't take down my Kickstarter page. They're doing this for a reason. They don't want you to hear what we're telling you. So that means we're doing it right. If they're giving you a platform and not giving you any kind of adversity, that means you're doing it wrong. That's why you don't hear complaints about the Revolt Summit. If you in there talking about bullshit, rap, and twerking, if you in there popping your ass, they're not going to say nothing. That's what they want you to do. When we're talking about getting together and building wealth and resources, now it's a problem. And as John Lewis said, we need to get in some good troubles, but not good trouble out here marching in goddamn Selma. We need to march ass around each other and network with other business people so that we can build wealth. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. I will holla at you Sunday. Y'all be good.